Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
The Indigenous inquiry begins this week. Dangerous bird flu is entering the country and calls to release protesters in Angola. Good morning, this is Maeve and Sophie with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, University of Queensland researchers have developed a tool which can detect rehabilitation needs for those who have experienced a stroke. Clinician researcher Professor Gail Robinson says conventional testing takes hours, while this new cognitive screening takes 20 to 30 minutes and is far more comprehensive, testing for language, conversation, speech, and sophisticated mental functions. This new screening is based on 12 years of research and assists in identifying hidden impairments and contributes to formulating a person's rehabilitation plan. Similar technology is now being used for patients with brain tumours and dementia.
Queensland's Indigenous Truth-Telling and Healing Inquiry has begun this week, with over 1,000 people gathering in Brisbane on Monday for the ceremonial first hearing. The inquiry's purpose is to conduct research into the impacts of colonisation on Aboriginal people and will promote understanding and community awareness. The inquiry is meant to be a three-year process, but Queensland's opposition leader David Crisafulli says that if he wins government in October, he will eliminate the inquiry entirely. The chairperson of the inquiry, Joshua Creamer, says that, quote, "There is a central importance of respecting our elders and capturing their evidence. To lose that opportunity would be hugely significant, and we don't know if we'd ever get that opportunity again."
In national news, scientists have identified a new way for a deadly strain of bird flu to enter Australia. The habit is from migratory birds harassing other birds and potentially carrying their viruses. Australia is the only continent to have so far escaped the toxic H5N1 strain of avian flu. BirdLife International threatened bird expert Alex Berryman says there is no logical reason why this bird flu couldn't reach Australia. "We're hugely worried as it has been fairly devastating for some species, and in Australia there are globally significant bird colonies."
The federal government is facing scrutiny after lacking compliance with the Basin Plan as shortcomings are revealed. NFF Water Committee Chair Malcolm Holm says there are concerns about how the government is managing basin resources, as there has been huge failure regarding consultation, transparency and delivery. The government has been urged to rectify these issues, ensuring the resources are managed at everyone's best interest.
Moving to international news, Amnesty International is calling on Angolan authorities to release four activists detained in September last year for organising peaceful protests after the health of three activists witnessed a sharp decline. Protesting against regulations for motorcycle taxi drivers, the activists were charged with disobedience and resisting orders and sentenced to 2 years and 5 months in prison. Amnesty is also urging authorities to release an influencer who was detained for criticising the Angolan president on TikTok.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. And in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4ZZZ.org.au/news.